Revolver opens with the sound of the Beatles inviting you into the studio, counting down.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Basically saying, you know, hey, we're going to make you aware of the recording process and the fact that this is a studio creation and that we're going to use the studio as an instrument and make a sort of music that couldn't be duplicated live.
I mean, Taxman was brilliant, and George, we all know, has been, you know, somewhat underrated, and that's just like a nasty-ass great song, with great guitar playing. Taxman!
It's a stinging, rasping song about a subject which, by all accounts, George was pretty keen on. He was very loathful of the tax man and the extraordinarily high tax rates that the Beatles were subjected to.
There were 20 shillings in the pound, and it was something like 19 shillings and sixpence they'd be paying in tax on each pound. So huge percentage of their money was going to the tax man. So there was genuine resentment there.
The version on the anthology is slightly alternate in that it doesn't mention the leading British politicians of the day, Edward Heath and Harold Wilson, who were respectively the leaders of the Conservative and Labour parties. It didn't quite work, actually, for my money. I'm so used to the Wilson and Heath version anyway that's the one that I like. To actually mention a real living politician in a song was very daring for the time. Not so rare these days, but particularly so then.
It was a song that John did help George with. I think John came up with those lines about putting pennies on your eyes. And when George did his book, I Me Mine, in which he goes to great lengths to describe each song he wrote and what it was about and how he wrote it, he didn't acknowledge John's help in any way, and John was quite resentful of that.